Kilayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, 7-7. This Mishnah has two distinct parts that are essentially unrelated. The first part talks about when you have vines and grain coming together unintentionally. The Mishnah says, Haruach, if you have wind, she'il ala esa gafanim al gabi tavua. The wind came and blew a vine from a grape vine atop of grain. So now you have the problem of grain growing beneath the vine, which is a problem, of course, of looking like you're being mekayim kilayah kerem. So the din is yigdor miyad. You must be go there immediately. Now, according to the Bartanura, go there means, like the word go there, picking, in the case of how one picks dates. So it means you have to sort of collect and cut off the vine and get rid of it so it can't happen again and it won't happen again. Others learned that yigdor is from the word geder, like fence, meaning you have to make sure it doesn't happen again by pulling back the vine and putting up a fence so it can't come back a second time. Either way, im eiro ones, if the person who is responsible for removing or turning away the vine has some sort of situation where he can't actually do it now, can't get rid of the vine. Let's say, for example, he's in the middle of mourning. So then mutter, the grain that's growing beneath the vine remains mutter until he gets around to doing it. Again, we've said in the past, that's not called being mekayim. If you want to get rid of it, you just can't. Now, conversely, if you have tuvuaso, you have grain, she nota tachas a gefen, that is now leaning under beneath a grapevine. So they're planted properly, there's no grain growing beneath any vine, but then let's say it got tilted or bent over, and now the head, the top, the ear of the, let's say, wheat is beneath a grapevine, which is more than 6 tfachim away from the base, the stem of the wheat. So now you have a problem of wheat being beneath a vine. So in that case, you'd have to bring it back. And the same goes v'chen b'yerek. Same goes if you have a vegetable, if it wasn't grain, but some sort of green that grew or was pushed over or blew over, whatever the case is, and now it's sitting beneath a vine. In all those cases, machazir, you must pull back, return the grain or the vegetable away so it's no longer beneath the vine. Veinu makadesh. But even if one failed to do that and he illegally left the wheat beneath the grapevine, it's not mekadesh. It doesn't make the wheat or the grapevine aser v'hana. The reason is because even though we said if you have grain growing beneath a vine, then it does become aser v'hana, that's when the base of the grain is directly beneath the vine. But if the base of the grain is more than 6 tefachim away, and you just have the head of the grain, the top of the grain leaning over and beneath the vine, well, it's not allowed. It doesn't make it aser v'hana in a mekadesh. Fine. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Now we have a whole new topic altogether, really, and that is the question of when does the Isra of Hana, the Mitkadeshet, when does the mixture of wheat, I should say, excuse me, the mixture of vines and grains or greens become Asr Bahana? Now, the most basic way to violate the Doraisa of Kilai HaKerem is taking a seed of a grape and planting with seeds of grain together. And by doing that, sowing the seeds together, you've done the Isser of Kilai HaKerem. Similarly, we'll see in another mission we've actually seen before, this 200th of growth. If you have an existing vineyard, let's say, and you bring in a pot plant that's got inside the pot wheat growing, and the wheat grows in the vineyard now, the 200th, again, you'll have Kiddush, each one will become Asr Bahana. But there's a middle case that our mission is focused on, and that is that what happens if you have an existing, let's say, existing vineyard, and then you plant wheat in that vineyard, like you plant the wheat seed, or for that matter, if you have an existing grain field and you bring in a pot and you plant in the ground a grapevine. So at what point will, let's focus on the former case for a second, at what point will the wheat become usser? Now, when the Torah talks about Kilai HaKerem, it uses a fairly cumbersome expression, which extra words suggest that it's not as simple as it first sounds. So Devarim 22:9 says, Lo sizra karmacha kilayim, you can't plant mixed species in your vineyard, pen tikdash, lest the following become asr bahana, forbidden to get benefit from, Hamaleya Hazera Asher Tizra Utvuas Hakerem. The fullness of the seed that you sowed and the produce of the vineyard. Now, it could have just said, let's say, the wheat and the grapes. It doesn't. It uses expressions like Tvuas Hakerem, the product or produce of the vineyard. So the understanding here is that the Kilay HaKerem only can happen not when it's fully grown and fully ripened, and that nor can happen when it's so small it's not yet considered to be tvua, it's not considered to be like produce, it's nothing. So there's a window. There's a window where if you, let's say, have a vineyard and you plant a grain seed, a wheat kernel or wheat kernels and barley kernels together inside the vineyard, there is a window where before this window opens, you're not yet creating kiddush, this or hana, and there's a window, the window will close, after which time it's too late. It's no longer considered tevua, it's now fully ripened, and it's no longer tevua sekerim, it's actually the grapes, etc., and then no longer can kiddush occur. So the Mishnah discusses here when that window opens and when it closes. The Mishnah says, me'emasai, from when does that window open where kiddush can happen? Tevua mitkadeshes, when does tevua, grain, become asr bahana? Mishatashrish, from when it takes root. That is to say, that if you plant a wheat kernel inside a vineyard, the wheat won't become asr bahana, and nor will the vines, for that matter, until the grain takes root in the ground. We've already said we pass, that means 14 days. So until it takes root, nothing's happened, no kiddush happened, you could uproot it, no problem. Now, the bartender brings, based on Rishami, that there's a second girsa in this Mishnah. That is to say, there's a machlokas, not the usual girsa issue of just a corrupted text. There's actually a machlokas amoraim, what the proper text is in the Tana, in the Mishnah. And it's either tashrish, take root, or tashlish, grows a third. So then according to the second shot, because it has to be tvua sakerim, etc., it has to be tvua produce, before this time, if it's just a seed taking root, it hasn't yet become produce. Hasn't become malay, filled up in any way. And that being the case, the window doesn't open until it grows to a third of its full size, the wheat. So that's a long way after taking root, of course. That will be the window opens according to the Tashlish Girsa. The Mishnah continues and says, Va'anavim, as for grapes, their window opens, Mishiyasu Kaful Halavan, when they become the size of a white bean. Also, whatever it is, you know, it has to be the grape is no longer, it's not nothing, it's something. It's big enough to be the size of this particular pul halavan, this particular white bean. Before that, it's not yet considered to be tfuah sekerim, and it can't affect kiddush, this, or hana. On the other side, the window closes when they become fully ripe. Tfuah sheyav shekel tzarka, if you have grain that's already fully ripened, because you have a grain field with ripened, ready to harvest, totally dried out and ready to harvest wheat. So if now you would transplant a vine from a grape inside there, that's no problem. You can't affect, maybe there's a problem, I should say there's a problem, but kiddush can't occur. But anavim, same goes if you have the grapes, shebashlu kol tzarka, if they're fully ripened now on the vine, ready for harvesting, ein mitkadeshes, there's no way for now, mitkadeshes, they can't become asr bahana, meaning if you plant grain now inside that vineyard with the fully ripe grapes, even if that grain either takes root or the grain grows to a third of its ripeness, in all those cases, it doesn't matter. Since the vine is on the fruit on the vine of the grapes is fully ripened, it's too late and kiddush can no longer occur.